Stephen Black has a lighthearted, albeit kind of serious, message for Georgia Tech.
They let me down last week. It's my first loss of the season on your report, and I'm kind of upset with Georgia Tech about that.
Black is the managing editor for Score Atlanta Sports Magazine. Georgia Tech's home loss to Middle Tennessee State was surprising to a lot of people, and this week's opponent is a lot better.
Clemson is about 10 times the talent on offense. The Georgia Tech defense looks like they're in for a long day. However, Georgia Tech has a history of playing their best game of the year against Clemson. They pulled off a major upset last year when Clemson was in the top 10 and was undefeated. So who says they can't do it again?
Tech's defense is allowing more than 40 points a game, and Clemson is averaging 40 points a game. Kickoff is 3:30, and it's at Memorial Stadium, also known as Death Valley. Meanwhile, about 137 miles away in Columbia, South Carolina, the Bulldogs will play the Gamecocks. Stephen Black says the Dogs will have to win without their top wide receiver.
Losing Michael Bennett is a tough loss for Georgia. He was their leading receiver. However, they are very deep there, deeper there than any other position. So they can overcome the loss, but it is a big loss to the team to lose Michael Bennett.
The Gamecocks are coached by a man who's considered college football royalty. Black says Steve Spurrier is the reason South Carolina has beaten UGA in recent years.
If the Gamecocks were able to win this game, it would be their first time they've won three in a row over Georgia in the history of the series. And a lot of that can be attributed to Steve Spurrier being there and bringing that confidence to Columbia that they can get a leg up on Georgia.
But Black still thinks UGA will win 20-17. Rose Scott, WABE News.